I'll be with wisdom among them that are mature. The reason for failure is the lack of wisdom. For favor to be sustained, wisdom is required. I walk by divine wisdom, and I'm ahead of his world. No man can operate by the wisdom of God and his not possible.
You are welcome to Wisdom Series with Dr. Paris Amirwell.
Mighty works, right? Wow. How many of you were blessed by the first two parts? Amazing. So our wisdom series has started. All right. Mark chapter 6. We'll start from verse 1. And he went out from there and came into his own country. And his disciples followed him. It's talking about Jesus. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? That, I want you to know this, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands. What wisdom is this that's given to him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. We're still going to come back there, maybe in the second service. Proverbs chapter 4. All right. I gave a background to that last week. Okay. How that this popular quote, thank you, Holy Spirit. How that this popular quote wasn't Solomon that really quoted it. It was David. Amen. How many remember that? We began from verse 1. We saw that he was the son of his, it was his father's son. And then his father taught him. He says, get wisdom, get understanding. And all that. Amen. Get wisdom, get understanding. So this was David talking. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, do what? Get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. This was what David taught Solomon. And this is why when God appeared before him at Gibeon that night, after he made so much sacrifice, slaughtered 1,000 burnt offering, and God appeared to him and said, Solomon, what do you want? He didn't think twice. He knew exactly what he wanted. Why? His father had taught him. David had taught him the excellency of wisdom, the supremacy of wisdom, the glory of wisdom. David had taught him. Amen. So he knew what to ask for. And we are looking at this so that we can place premium on the wisdom of God. So we can place value on the wisdom of God. I can't hear myself. On the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. And then from here we started talking about the necessity of wisdom. The necessity of wisdom. How essential wisdom is to the fulfillment of your destiny, of God's call upon your life, of what God has called you, designed you to do. Whatever you want to be in life, wisdom is so critical. Praise God. We also say that the reason for failure is the lack of wisdom. The reason for frustration is the lack of wisdom. That means when you see a person frustrated in any area of their lives, financial frustration, marital frustration, business frustration, career frustration, academic frustration, wisdom is lacking somewhere. Hallelujah. And you see, when you are humble to admit that, look, this is what I need, this is what is lacking, you have solved the problem 50%. It's in the context of wisdom. You understand? You know, when students come to me and say, I read very well, I don't pass, it happened this semester, it happened the next semester, this is the third semester now, I counsel them, look, you don't read, is it that you don't understand what you're reading? You have over exaggeration of what you know. You know, there are students like that. They just feel that you read doesn't mean you have the answers to the questions. That you had TDBs as a student for 3 months non-stop. They mean you wrote very well. In fact, if you have TDB before a morning paper and you are not well coordinated, you can misfire. You just go there and you are high. You know high? I'll never forget one guy at 100 level. He took coffee. Maybe 3 days to the exam. He couldn't sleep before the exam. He was looking at the paper like this. He was just high. He had not slept. He was just looking like this. His hands were shaking. How was he going to pass that exam? He lacked wisdom. Glory to God. So don't be quick to say, I put in my best. I even wrote what the lecturer wants. Oh, I wrote something, just it's not what the lecturer gave me. Have you heard those things? It's not what, because I didn't write what he wanted, he failed me. Yes, I understand Nigeria education. Understand? I understand the lecturer side of the story. Mm-hmm. But you see, it's not all the time that you should. Listen, if you get someone, when I write for you, you can't mark me down. You can't. You can't. Because there are two ways to this now. Wisdom is at work and power is at work. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the reason for frustration and failure is the lack of wisdom. When you are seeing yourself frustrated in any area, know that you require wisdom. Specific, specialized wisdom for that area. Somebody following me? Don't seek pity party about it. Don't go superstitious about it. You ask yourself, have I gotten everything required to make this thing happen? To produce the results I desire? Have I gotten everything in time? And I told you that knowledge is a prerequisite for wisdom. You remember that? But you see, wisdom is superior to knowledge. And we say that wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 2. He said, the lips of the wise useth knowledge rightly. Useth knowledge rightly. So, wisdom is superior to knowledge. And we say that if knowledge has not affected behavior and outcome, wisdom is not at work yet. Can you see that? So someone has a lot of head knowledge. We say that that knowledge is converted to wisdom when it affects behavior and outcome. A professor of medicine who knows the impact of cigarettes, of weed, on his lungs. He knows, he had read from books, but he still smokes. He still smokes the weed before he goes for surgery. I had one in school. Before he goes for surgery, he has to smoke some things. And you see, in his head, he knew that this is going to damage my lungs. But that knowledge has not affected his behavior and the outcome. Is somebody following me? This is why wisdom is superior. When you get to the arena of wisdom, you act accordingly. Your actions are with discretion. Your actions are intelligent. We also say that according to Proverbs 8, verse 10 and 11, we said wisdom is discretionary what? Discretionary what? Intelligence. Thank you. Wisdom is intelligence with discretion. Intelligence with discretion. Things are not just done anyhow. There's discretion. Discretion means prudence. It means ethical intuition. Yes, I think I used that expression last week, right? Ethical intuition. You do your things in a particular way that is excellent. People look at that and say, this guy has discretion. This lady has discretion. There's a way he does his things. There's a way he does our things. Why? Wisdom is at work. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Listen, the Josephs and the Daniels are rising. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I think I spoke about that in the second time. The Josephs and the Daniels are rising. Are you among them? Men with solutions. Men with answers. Men with wisdom that... Let them be ritualists. They can't deny your wisdom. Do you understand? Undeniable wisdom. When Pharaoh... Do you know who Pharaoh was? Pharaoh was a god. He was a god. When Pharaoh was faced with pressure, he had to look for an answer. And they brought this young Hebrew boy, 30 years old. He stood before Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, fear not, for the Lord shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. For the Lord shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. That's Genesis chapter 41. The Lord shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And then that answer of peace, he gave him 14 years agroeconomic plan, right? That was an answer of peace. When he was done, you know what Pharaoh said? No, he told Pharaoh, he said, let's read it. Genesis chapter 41, verse 16 first, then verse 33. Look at this. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Verse 33. Now therefore, let Pharaoh look out for a man discreet and wise. That means the solutions that the nations of the earth need. What they are looking for is a man discreet and wise. That means wisdom. This wisdom we're talking about is what will position us to give answers to the nations. Is somebody listening to me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. A man discreet and wise. Now, when you study this word, is the same root word from where you have that get wisdom. In order to get understanding. Understanding there is the discreet he's talking about. The same words, the same two words. So he's talking about a man who has understanding and a man who has wisdom. You know what he's telling us? Every problem has a wisdom answer. At personal level, listen, at organizational level, at family level, at institution level, at state level, at national level, every problem has a wisdom solution. That's what he said. He said, look for a man discreet and wise to execute this. And Pharaoh looked at him, put an exodus on me, say, discreet and wise, you are standing before us. Glory to God. Is somebody feeling me this morning? Speak in tongues a little bit. Speak in tongues right away. Everybody open your mouth and speak in tongues. I don't want to waste. The Spirit of God doesn't want to waste this thing that's coming. Speak in tongues. Say, my heart is open. La kepo si shapa. Le bronde so shte brondi kapon ze shte paranea. Don't worry. Li kepo. Rakapa so shte ponde li kepo de se shte paranea. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Maru se shte pa. No tiles. Liga ba zushtepo rakapo seshtepa ila kaponda kapo seshtepa liga ponda sushte protakibo sushte praktida liga ponda sushte protakibo sushtepa liga pora basaste paradi liga pasushte pora basiste pora ba shela kaponda kapo seshtepa nalidon seshtepo nalida gon seshtepo rabakataya Rekekepo sekekekepatula basata. Maraponda sushta. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God! Woo! Glory! Right where you are sitting, I want you to scream, glory! Alright, hallelujah. We're catching up. Amen. I said the Josephs and the Daniels are rising. Yes. Are you here? Yes, that specific anointing. You know a lot of Christians think that the anointing, when you mention anointing, is somebody falling down. They say it's anointing. What Joseph took to Egypt to answer the questions, to solve the problems in the land of Egypt was the anointing. Do you know that wisdom is an anointing? It's just that it's not the falling down type. Wisdom is an anointing. Are you listening to me? Wisdom is an anointing. When Isaiah was talking about the seven spirits of God in Isaiah 11, he said, there shall come forth a stem out of the root of Jesse, right? He said, the spirit of the Lord shall be upon him. The spirit of might, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, Yirat Adonai. The spirit, he mentioned wisdom, knowledge, understanding. As part of what happens when the spirit of the Lord comes upon him, is an anointing. This is why we said this wisdom is not human cleverness. Listen, it cannot come upon you or flow through you into a business and that business remains the same. Flows to you into a profession a career and it remains the same. No, flows to you into a family, a home, and it remains the same. This wisdom must provide solution because it is spiritual. It cannot flow from you into a business, into a ministry, and it remains the same. There will be visible results. Something that others will take note of. Hallelujah. It can't flow through you as a student and you remain the same. It's not possible. Others will take note of you. That look, there's something about this guy. He doesn't follow the normal call. He knows beyond the teachers. He has insight. Insight. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is spiritual. You remember what they said about Daniel? And I told you last week. If it's not spiritual, how could... Give me Daniel chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, I believe. Daniel chapter 5. Put it up very quickly, yeah? 11 and 12. Daniel chapter 5. How could... If it's not spiritual, how could you carry a man if it's not spiritual? How could you carry a man with natural knowledge and make him the head of the astrologers, the magicians, the sorcerers? You know who sorcerers are? The activities are aided by spirits. Look at this. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Oh my goodness. Are you seeing that? They are talking to the son of Nebuchadnezzar now. He saw something that none of his astrologers could explain. Somebody had to talk to him that there's a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. That is the secret of the wisdom of Daniel. In whom is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. We are talking about something spiritual here that has natural expressions. Your relationship is failing is the lack of wisdom. Marriage is turning apart is the lack of wisdom. Stagnation 5 years now, you are at the same point. The lack of wisdom. Don't get superstitious about it first. Are you following me? Money comes to your hand, but it's not multiplying. You don't know why it's not staying. You don't know why you are not making profit. The lack of wisdom. And this wisdom is spiritual. Look at the spirituality of wisdom. In the days of my father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king I say, thy father, he emphasizes, made master of the magicians, astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. Are these not spiritual people? So if you think this wisdom I'm talking about is natural, what made him the head of others? We talk about insight into realities. Insight into mysteries and secrets that is not revealed to men of the senses. That is not revealed even to men that operate by the spirit of darkness. It's spiritual. So I'm not talking about the calculations of your brain. Yes, your brain is a tool in fabricating, in the operations of this wisdom. But primarily, this wisdom is spiritual. Is somebody here? Are you still here? The Spirit of God was in him. I believe we talked about the three levels of wisdom. The wisdom of the world, the wisdom of man, and the wisdom of God. The Word of God is the source and the voice of wisdom. We read through scriptures last week, and I want us to look at it again. I believe in second service. The root of divine wisdom is the Word of God. You can write it up. The root of divine wisdom. Is wisdom I need? I just need the wisdom of God. The root of that wisdom is the Word of God. Luke chapter 11, verse 49. Jesus referred to the Word of God as the wisdom of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Put it up. Let's read it. So to let the Word of God dominate your mind is to let wisdom dominate your life. To let the Word of God dominate your mind is to let wisdom dominate your life. It means to give priority to the word of God is to give priority to wisdom. And it also means to despise the word of God is to despise wisdom. So when a believer despises the word of God, I know this is what the word of God says, but can you see? You have despised wisdom. You are fulfilling that scripture that says wisdom is too high for a fool. Wisdom, amazing. Is it wisdom is too high for a fool? You saw from scriptures that he that winneth soul is wise. And we say win soul, soul winning. We say no, we soul winning. This is it by soul winning? Let's go and feed the society. People are hungry. Give them job. You know there are Christians that say those funny things. When you say, oh church, we're having general outreach. We're going out to the city. We're being said, is that what we need now? Well, you know what you're doing? You are despising the word of God. I'm not even getting to the metrics of that. The word of the anointed. Despising the word of God. So to despise the word of God is to despise wisdom. To rejoice at the word of God is to rejoice at wisdom. To speak forth the word of God is to speak forth wisdom. To enjoy the word of God is to enjoy wisdom. The word of God is the voice of wisdom. The word of God is the roots of wisdom. You see a man, a young man, a young lady who gives attention to the word of God. You see a man, a young lady who walks in wisdom. Who will walk in the wisdom of God. It affects the way they make the decisions. Do you know that the quality of your decision is determined by your level of wisdom? The quality of your decision is determined by your level of wisdom. So here is the guy, he was raised all the while. Now you see, when you're a graduate, because you're taught that as a man, you must intimidate your wife. So when you are a graduate, say, go to the village and marry someone who is about to finish secondary school so that they can respect you. Can you see? He is raised that way. That's the level of wisdom. So he's graduating from school. After he finishes YYC, he goes to the village. The reason he's going there is because of the level of wisdom. So he now begins to marry someone who is not serious with life and destiny. And then he comes. He goes for masters. She's still in secondary school. He's going to say, please come. She said, please came. Came to me. And then now he's having issues. He says, my wife cannot carry my personality. You made the decision. Based on the level of your wisdom. Is that really wisdom, sir? Foolishness, right? Does you guys go, tell. Somebody say, no, where in school, invest. He said, what? My wife must wash my clothes. I say, Jesus. The wife must wash your clothes. Someone I know, right. The wife must wash my clothes. 100-200 level. So you can see, he caught it from somewhere. And his decision, he's going to respond to that woman. If the woman doesn't do what he wants, so he'll be like, for God's sake, is it because she didn't wash the clothes? Can somebody wash? You understand? But you see, he will relate to the situation based on his wisdom. You cannot make decisions beyond the level of wisdom that you have. It doesn't happen. Hallelujah. But the wisdom of God will guide you to act rightly, to choose rightly. You see, when we get to that higher level of wisdom, I believe we'll get into that next week. When we talk about phronesis, practical wisdom. You know, a lot of people think it's in the natural. I will bring two school of thoughts for you and tell you what the Bible really says. It's the wisdom that controls you, controls your life. Controls. It means if there were 10 things and you close your eyes to choose, the wisdom will guide your hand to pick the right one. Is that serious? You know, I'm telling you about the spirituality of wisdom. Your eyes were shut and then you do like this to pick. That wisdom, because it's in your spirit, it will move your hand to choose the right thing. Is somebody here? Because it's spiritual. You just make a decision and boom, It's just the right thing. Why? Wisdom is working in you. Say, wisdom is working in me. Say, wisdom is working in me. The wisdom of God is working in me. Do you know, because you are born again, wisdom is already at work in you? What we are doing is we are fanning it into flame. We are showing you how to activate that wisdom and how to grow in that wisdom. That's what we're doing. So the word of God, I said, 2 Timothy, right? Put it up for me. The word of God is the root of wisdom. The word of God is the root of wisdom. The word of God is the voice of wisdom. You remember Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 1. We read it second service last, those were wrong. He said, I stand at the gate and I cry. To you, O sons of men, I cry. Alright, 2 Timothy. He says, of these things, put them to remembrance. This is not King James. Chapter 3, verse 14. I have it in my head. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. Are there things you've been assured of? You know, this is talking about conviction. It's talking about conviction. The things you have learned and have been assured of. Conviction. What are the things you've been assured of? He says, continue in them. This is just a little digression, but it will bless you. Continue in the things. What? Be a person of conviction. Are you convinced that speaking in tongues will increase the anointing of God on your life? Are you convinced that speaking in tongues will project you into realms of power and wisdom? Are you convinced that giving, cheerful giving, sacrificial giving, will cause you to prosper? He says, no, there should be things. You know, when believers do, they just do good, good, good. You hear a Christian saying, I've been giving, it's 3 years now, I've been giving. I sold and sold and sold everything, sir. And nothing has happened. Me, I don't know whether this giving thing works. And you see, his heart has not been assured. I prayed, nothing has happened. You see, his heart has not been assured of the fact that God answers prayers. So let your heart be at verse 15, which is where we're going. And that from child thou hast known the holy grammar. That's a Greek word. Thou hast known the holy grammar, the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Watch this. You know what he's saying? Remember, he said salvation is a compound word. Prosperity is inside, healing is inside, welfare is inside, protection is inside, deliverance is inside. He's saying progress is inside. He's saying the word of God is able to make you wise unto these things. You know what he's saying? That means wisdom is at the root of progress. Wisdom is at the root of prosperity. Wisdom is at the root of, oh my goodness, of healing and health. Wisdom. Wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very quickly, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Let's talk about how this wisdom operates by speaking. The wisdom of God speaks. The wisdom of God speaks. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I'm bringing this all for a reason. You know, I told you last week that wisdom is creative intelligence. Because again, that proverb says, knowledge of witty inventions. He says, I give knowledge of witty inventions. When you see any invention, wisdom is at work. When you see any beautiful thing created, wisdom is at work. But you see, the creative, I want you to follow me. The creative intelligence of wisdom is released by speaking. A major way we release in this kingdom. We release the creative intelligence of wisdom is by speaking. There's another side to it, but I want to get this one. It's by speaking. The wisdom of God is not mute. The wisdom of God speaks. The Bible says God by wisdom created the world. And glory to God. The Bible says so. God by wisdom created the world. But we all know that in Genesis, God by his word created the world. Oh, that means when wisdom spoke, creation happened. When wisdom spoke, things were formed. When wisdom spoke, there was creation. The wisdom of God is not mute. The wisdom of God speaks. We call it speaking wisdom. These teachings are very important. I told you the reason people are frustrated and fail is the lack of wisdom. You can't understand the dynamics of God's wisdom and fail. It's not possible. And be a burden to anybody. And be a nuisance to anybody. There are those who are always seeking attention. They don't talk to me. They don't look for me. They don't do the thing. Let me tell you something. Don't live like that. Don't live like that. When you are an attention-seeking person, he's going to make you a dangerous person in time. Did you hear what I said? Don't. I'm talking about wisdom. You're wondering how this applies, right? Be self-sufficient in God's sufficiency. Lacking nothing, needing no external support. In my life, in my adult life, I never thought of somebody not caring about me. Never. 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 You say, Pastor, it's because a lot of people care about you. No. Before the people came, there was a mindset I had that I'm the one to care about people. Oh, somebody did not get that. That I'm the one to care about people. And if I don't ever get one person caring about me, it makes no difference. I live my life caring about people. Get out of that thing. You don't even call. People don't even come. And then you are getting angry. Do I really have friends in this life? All this. My friend, wake up and be a center of distribution. Deliberately look for people to care for. Deliberately look for people to reach out for. Are you listening? You are the one to care for people, not people caring for. Nobody owes you anything. When you think like that, you don't have room for offense. There's no room. I'm in my life, I never thought of anybody caring for me or calling me. How? I'm busy with God. I'm busy with making progress. Is somebody listening to me? I'm busy putting my mind to work, putting my hands to work, putting my mind, my mouth to work. Never be in that position. Oh, these days, and I'm already friends. This day, oh boy, you have one friend. It's already this. Called the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is your best. This are not religious things. You know, when people don't give attention to it, and they get shocked by life, that's where they know that look, what pastor is saying is true. The Holy Spirit is my friend, and I'm not saying you say that so that I can talk down others. You say, see what you are doing? I know you're not my friend. The Holy Spirit is my friend. No, Oga, you are still not dealt with that thing. Madam, you have still not dealt with that thing. When you really know that the Holy Ghost is your friend, you will love every. You just love people. You will not count their errors against them. You will not count what your expectations from them that they did not fulfill. You will not count it against them. You will not count it against them. Rather, you say, Kai, have I really even loved this person more? I think I need to show him more love. I need to show them more love. Glory to God. See, when you come to the arena of success, when you're a successful person, you don't have time for certain things. And people that relate at that level, that's the way they think. We have not spoken or seen for 4 months and we are best of friends. When we meet, there's no explanation. Do you understand? Say, oh boy, good to see you, man. How you day? You are making... We continue from where we stopped. No explanation required. It's failures that live at that lower level. For 3 months, you have not called me. For 1 month, you have not called me. Are we really friends? Something is coming between us. Something is coming between you. You are not busy. You are not busy.
The Bible says, listen, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. Are you tilling your land? Are you busy tilling your land? There's something, there's a land you have. There's a land. It could be your talent, your assignment, your profession. Do you understand? Your business. That's your land. You spend your time tilling it. Not looking for attention that doesn't exist. Am I talking this morning? This is wisdom talking. And listen, when you take that posture in your spirit, that I'm the one to reach out to others, you begin to attract people. You begin to attract people. You begin to see people care for you. But to think first that, look, others are supposed to care for me and find out how I'm doing, or I'm going on, or doing it. You'll be repelling people. Because they know that you are demanding, you are dependent, you have so much expectations. I don't have time for such friendship. Hey, you're even in town. I heard you're in town. You did not even call me. What are friends for? Oh boy, I've had friends that I love who enter this town and they could not see me until they left. Oh boy, I come just so. I don't feel sick. I say, no problem. How you did? Nothing happened. Do you understand? Nothing. Nothing. So it's after you have left that you are even calling me. Don't live like that. Don't live like that. And so what? Make excuses for them. That's what love does. That's what love does. Make excuses for them. Oh, maybe you're stupid. How you did now? How's your wife? How's your new child and all that? We talk and we make progress. Nothing inside. There's nothing cooking somewhere. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. So wisdom speaks. I said in speaking, we release the creative intelligence of wisdom. Ayah. He said, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, you can say that again, nor of the princes of this world that cometh to naught. You know, that's King James way of saying, it comes to nothing. It becomes nothing. So there is the wisdom of God, there's the wisdom of man, there's the wisdom of this world. He said, but we speak the wisdom of God. Are you speaking the wisdom of God? Do you speak the wisdom of God? When you lead this service, speak the wisdom of God. Do you know for every situation, for every life, for every place, there is the wisdom of God? The wisdom of God is the mind of God, the will of God, the word of God, the intention of God concerning you, concerning that situation. A believer is feeling headaches, having cold, having pains in the joints. Do you know what the wisdom of God is about that? There's a wisdom of God about that symptom you are feeling. There's a wisdom of God about that diagnosis that's given to the believer. There is the wisdom of God. You know what people do? They don't speak the wisdom of God. They speak the wisdom of the doctor. Oh, the last time we went to the hospital, the doctor said, if I feel headache, joint pain, that is malaria. And I said, oh, honey, I have malaria. What are you doing? You are speaking the wisdom of this world. Oh God, is somebody listening to me? You are speaking the wisdom of men. The wisdom of God says himself took my infirmity and bore my sickness. That's the wisdom of God. Didn't you read it? It says in Zion, none shall say I am sick. None. In Zion, none shall say I am sick. So you said I'm the healed of the Lord. You know what you're saying? You are speaking the wisdom of God. Oh, I wish time will permit me for us to continue in this life. When you speak God's wisdom, it doesn't make sense to human wisdom. It doesn't make sense. Is there our boy? Is malaria symptom? Now, which one is you have your healing? You have malaria. You don't have your healing. Say you have malaria. The question, that's foolishness. That's the wisdom of this world. I'm telling you, I've lived my life for decades, close to 2 decades now. The wisdom of God is working in me. I have the healing of God. The spirit of he that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. You check your bank account is 250 naira.
You know your ATM cannot even withdraw it. And you need money. What are you going to do? Oh, I'm broke. No. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want. You are giving voice to the wisdom of God. He says, my God shall supply. Not your bank account. No. Not your salary. Did he mention your salary? Now your company shall supply all your needs according to their riches. Is that what he said? My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. When you speak that, you are speaking the wisdom of God. And listen, creation has to happen. What you are speaking for will have to be created. Somebody listen to me. Oh, we said this church, we are in the thousands. We are in the face of the Middle Belt. We are in the face of Nigeria. We are taking our generation for God. In the name of Jesus, God has given us the nation as our inheritance. The embassy of heaven is everywhere. What are we doing? We are speaking the wisdom of God. We are speaking the wisdom of God. I told the staff when we're having prayer during the week, I said, before the end of next year, we must be in three continents. That's speaking the wisdom of God. On the outside, it doesn't really look like it. In thousands on three continents, missionaries, three continents, Africa, Europe, North America, at least. Hold on. You think that's just human thinking and human ambition? Go and read Psalm 2 verse 8. He said, ask of me, and I'll give you the nations for your inheritance, the utmost part of the earth for your possession. What are we doing? We are walking by that wisdom. You know what? There's nothing wrong with you say by 2019, at the end, when you may join the scripture, my product, you may be a fashion designer, you have a clothing line, you package agro product, you say, in the name of Jesus, I'll be supplying this product outside this country. Yes. Christians, we've not used what we have. We've not, that's the problem. Instead of speaking the wisdom of God, we are speaking what the economy is saying. We are speaking what the news, what channel television is saying, what NTA is saying. Whose report do you believe? Whose report do you believe? Oh, is somebody here? I say, whose report do you believe? We believe the report of the Lord. Don't live your life at the level of human wisdom. Speak the wisdom of God. Morning, noon, and night. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. In this house, God is our source. It's not daddy that is our source. It's not Nemeka's father. No, Nemeka, it's not your source. God is your source. You said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. Hasn't he told you? He says, before you, I will make every crooked path straight. Straight. So, listen, as long as it's in the Bible, he can't produce his own for you. It must be on your lips. A wisdom talk. You say, you see, this is my life. I'm going somewhere. I'm a package of success happening in my generation. Everywhere I go, I'm a blessing. I'm a symbol of the blessing. I'm not a body. In the name of Jesus, I'm not a body. Listen, let me tell you something. Maybe you're in a phase of your life where you have to even collect money from people. No problem. Let your mouth keep speaking the wisdom of God. Let your mouth keep speaking the wisdom of God. Maybe after this service, you even need to collect transfer to go home. But it makes no difference. You tell yourself, I'm a blessing, not a burden. You say, the days are coming when I'll give checks in millions to this ministry. The days are coming when I will sign checks. I say, Pastor, this is 50 million. This is 100 million naira. This is $2 million. Take and preach the gospel. Shout yes, somebody. Shout yes, somebody. Shout yes, somebody. Rise to your feet, rise to your feet quickly. Malaka ponda ki balaka pa. Sorabate de ki ponda sister power.
Maya kaponda kiporaba kasashata. Mante kiparobo sashata. Liga baraba kaposashata. Shalaka pronda kaposa. Mante katronda kaposkata. Shalaka ponda kipata. Open your mouth and speak in tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. In the next 1 minute, can you open your mouth and speak for the wisdom of God? And speak the wisdom of God. Salaka bronda kaposka shapa. Shaga palaka bronda kapaya. Liga pora basa shapa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lift your right hand up. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, no more foolishness with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, your wisdom is at work in me. Your wisdom is at work in me. I go in the right directions. My steps are ordered. My steps are ordered. My mouth speaks the right word. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The wisdom of God is working in me. Morning, noon, and night, I'm getting wiser by the day. I make the right decisions. I always know what to do. And my wisdom produces results. I prosper by wisdom. I walk in favor by wisdom. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a shout, a shout. A shout, a shout, a shout of praise.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.